every time I think that this show is going to dry up, Star Wars just keeps on putting new things out and making new generations of fans.
That's actor Charles Ross. And for the past 16 years, he's been performing a Star Wars show all by himself. From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in Northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanchura. The one-man Star Wars trilogy is a creation of Charles Ross. It tells the story of the three original Star Wars films. Charles has performed the play thousands of times all around the world. The show has no costumes, no set, no props or special effects. It's just him. Charles plays about 45 different characters and uses dialogue from the films plus some of his own humor.
Your power's a weak old man. You can't wind off. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. I'll become a green, ghosty thing.
Charles says the idea for a one-man Star Wars show dawned on him while throwing a frisbee with some friends back in the mid-90s.
Yeah, we were just playing frisbee, and eventually we started talking about Star Wars, and somebody said a line from Star Wars, and somebody said the very next line in the film, and then we started trying to cut each other's heads, to sort of do the old jazz thing. We were trying to beat the other person, and say, I know more about Star Wars than you do. So we were throwing the frisbee. You'd say a line, you'd throw the frisbee, and you had to, before you could catch the frisbee, at least be starting the next line in the film. And we did this for about an hour, and nobody had their head cut. Nobody lost. Everybody knew Star Wars. And I thought, well, man, we must be totally nerds. That was probably the first time I ever realized that I wasn't alone in my, I wouldn't say encyclopedic knowledge of it, but just the fact that it made such an impression. And I guess this frisbee game was both validating and enlightening.
You've been doing this for quite a while. Your first show was in 2001. How have you been able to maintain that, and why has it been so successful all these years?
Well, Star Wars itself is successful. It really has very little to do with me, and I've just sort of latched my show onto it. I don't really know exactly how things have gone on this long. When I first started doing this, I had attended university, got a Bachelor of Fine Arts in theater. I really wanted to do theater. And when I first tried it, I thought maybe I'd do it for a couple of months and then things would move on. I never aimed for this thing to sort of take over my career or define what it is that I do. It just did take over. And as more gigs sort of showed up, the more the word spread, and like sort of circles in the pond. Eventually I found myself leaving North America to do the show in Europe, and then going to Australia, going to Asia, because Star Wars is everywhere.
Yeah, the garbage chute. What a wonderful idea. What an incredible smell you've discovered. Well, it could be worse. Look, did you see that? Kid, blast it, will you have my guns jammed? Where? Oh, anywhere! No! Kid, Luke! Kid, Luke!
I've written other shows. I have a one-man Lord of the Rings, a one-man Batman, one-man Pride and Prejudice, and I've done a couple other solo shows as well. Anyway, I used to work with people all the time. I used to have to, do shows where there were other human beings that would be on stage with you. But this is the thing that kind of did the best. And, when you're trying to plan the future by making new shows, it's easiest to sort of plan for yourself. I think what I've realized over time, as I've written new shows, there's nothing in the world that is as popular as Star Wars. And I guess that is why this tends to be the main show that I do for a living.
It's been said that artists have to kind of be careful of what they create because they can become a prisoner of their creation then. Do you ever worry that you're maybe locked into this role that you can't do anything else?
Yeah, that's always a worry. I mean, the odd thing is, though, is that, I mean, this is something that I made myself. So if it's a monster that I've created, then, you know, what else was I doing it for? I certainly wouldn't say that typecasting yourself is a prison. It's just, I guess it's kind of a legacy. I mean, we should really be able to, like, look at it from the other side, which is that there's some people that never have bad experience of being typecast. They just never get cast, period. I think I'd rather be typecast and be a prisoner of that than to sort of feel unempowered and unimportant, which is something that happens when you're auditioning and having no real result. You know, you want this stuff to work out. And there's no other way I can twist this around. This is a gig that's worked out. And it is nice to know that it came from me.
You told me Vader betrayed and murdered my father. Vader was seduced by the dark side of the Force, ceased to be Anakin Skywalker and became Darth Vader. When that happened, the good man who was your father was destroyed. Because I cut off his arm. And both of his legs. And then he fell into a river of lava. It's available on DVD.
Charles Ross brings his one-man Star Wars trilogy to the City Opera House in Traverse City next Friday night. More details online at interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room. Thanks for tuning in this week. I'm Dan Wanshura, and this is Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you.